Yes, well, here in St. Peter's Square is rapidly filling up for this mass that's about to occur this morning. What is noteworthy is that though throughout the various emotions that are being felt here today, one particularly outstanding is just this disbelief. The pilgrims who I'm speaking with here who have been singing, praying, keeping vigil even throughout tonight, the night of their beloved Holy Father's death, have been telling me that it will take a significant amount of time and even a series of mourning, grieving events to definitely realize the occurrence of this event. In fact, I'm observing flags from all around the world. Again, people insisting that he's touched the hearts of cultures, young, old alike. And that's really what we're seeing. We're seeing an array of people from various backgrounds, various nationalities, young, old, people who've made a special trip. I mean, people who are actually sitting here with their backpacks on their back because they've trained themselves in, flown themselves in. I think what strikes me most are the amount of young people here under the age of 30 who are just, you know, they're camped out for this beloved Holy Father who, it seems, his last words was to them, was entrusting them to the church, and I think that's really what's being felt today.